John Walton joins us now. Radio host, radio voice of the Washington Capitals. Of course, you can hear all the playoff games here on 106.7 The Fan. Johnny, yesterday was tough, dude.
I do not disagree with that assessment, JP.
It was.
The Rangers are really good. The Caps have been playing on a razor's margin because they had to keep winning, right? And maybe they like let off the gas a little because they knew it was a best of seven. I'm trying to mentally wrap my mind around an angle to this that isn't just New York is a lot better.
Well, I think that the first period, by and large, was a strange beginning of the game because you had a lot of penalties and things that wouldn't normally called. I thought it was kind of funny. Kelly Sutherland was one of the referees for Game 82 in Philadelphia, where everything was kind of let go and everything was kind of rolling. And then he comes in, it was like a completely different referee in Game 1, and there were a lot of power play opportunities. The one thing that I really did not like from the Capitals yesterday was the power play. That must be better. That was the biggest reason that they were able to put together the run that they did down the stretch, was getting timely power play goals and tight defense that would come after that. And whenever they got a lead, they would defend it well against Charlie and Nett. So I think by and large, you know, the recipe for how this team has been successful, although decently followed yesterday, they have to clean some things up. So we're at the practice rink here in Newark across the river, and the guy's going to be hitting the ice here shortly. We should have some news potentially on whether or not we see Rasmus Sandin and Nick Jensen come back. So I thought it was actually fairly even. I mean, there was a 2 minutes and 6 second stretch where they get three goals and they showed what they're capable of. But I thought for the most part, I think they slowed him down pretty well. I think there is some blueprint in there to say, okay, well, if this is how you prevented a lot of 5-on-5 shots from being fired, which was most of the first period yesterday, I think they've got at least something they can work with here as they get ready for game two tomorrow.
I was sitting with some guys watching it yesterday, and they kept yelling about them not taking shots. Like they were hesitant in taking some shots. Did you notice that, or do you think they need to take a little bit more of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think Vimeche can definitely stand to do a little bit more offensive generation. And, I mean, I think at 5-on-5, it was very strange for both sides that you would not see, you know, maybe as much as you would in a, you know, even a late regular season game or some of the games that we've seen down the stretch where, you know, when the Caps needed to find the back of the net, they did. But you've got to generate a little bit more at 5-on-5. I mean, I think that's fair. I think the big concern for me, you know, one of the things that makes the Caps successful here down the stretch has been the frustration on the other side, where a team like the Rangers or a team like Tampa Bay at the end of the regular season or even Boston, you know, they just weren't able to generate a lot. And, you know, the Caps did a fine job of really limiting offensive chances. And that's what they have to do if they're going to be successful in this best of seven series. They've got to be able to do that. Now, I think by and large they did, but in that little stretch, I mean, Panarin gets loose and he scores, and, you know, Matt Rempe scoring, that was definitely unfortunate how that all came down, just given the mythical nature that he is in around this Rangers team, and it got the crowd fired up. So I think it was just kind of a confluence of not so great events there in a couple of minutes. But you know, you're right. You do, as long as they can come up with more shots on goal, especially 5-on-5, I think they'll be okay.
You know what was interesting, Walton, was Ovechkin in the locker room after the game was clearly pissed off, and it seemed like he takes a lot of the lack of power play success personally, and I wonder if he doesn't come back. And a guy like that, a champion like that, gets more or less motivated, but I feel like we could see something different from Ovi Tuesday night. Did you notice? I mean, I'm guessing you noticed when he kind of stormed out of there.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I was on the other side of the room. I was talking with Martin Ferravari after the game, and I had looked over, and I knew that he was in the midst of a big scrum, and I couldn't hear what was going on, but I did see him leave very quickly, and obviously more hostile than you might. Mm-hmm. Listen, angry Ovi is good, I think, for business around here.
Yes, I
mean,
I agree,
that's exactly what it was. Yeah, I mean, to be able to come out and say, listen, we're not going to let that happen again. Do better on the power play. I think that could be a big part of what you saw or what we saw there yesterday. So, yeah, I'm in agreement that that's something that I don't see that as being a bad thing. We'll see how that goes here in game two.
What was a little, they had like a little guess a little scrum. They were about to go at it after the second period going into
that
the
was
third.
Weird, dude.
What was that about?
That, you know what? That's a question. You know, we were talking about that amongst ourselves. So at the end of the second period, Trevor Van Riemsdyk somehow, and Trevor's not a guy that's usually looking for a fight. It wasn't like it was Dylan McElrath or Tom Wilson here. And then as the period ends, everybody goes off. And it's strange, too, at MSG because the visiting tunnel, you've got to go all the way to the end and you go off. And most of the guys were gone. And, you know, even Spencer Carberry said after the game, he didn't see it, didn't even know when he was asked the question what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
All that we know, and I want to ask Trevor that today, and maybe we'll have more on the broadcast for tomorrow. Something occurred between he and a Ranger, and then all of a sudden it looked like it was about to be a street fight because there were six of them and one of him. Everybody had already gone off. And
Tommy
yeah,
showed up.
They came back, yeah. I mean,
and when Tom like showed up, all the other
knives or something. It was weird, but it calmed down and no penalties. But, yeah, I want to know what that's about, too. That was very, very odd. I agree.
I can tell you this, John. I noticed once Tom Wilson showed up, you could see him on the camera. Everybody else seemed to be a little bit less aggressive.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. That's a deterrent, I think.
Yeah.
Talking with our friend John Walton here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow John at John Walton PXP, radio voice of the Caps. You can hear all the Caps playoff games here on 106.7 The Fan. We're kind of talking about the fights and the extracurricular stuff. John, you walk me through this, because obviously the guy that scored the first goal for the Rangers, Rempe, is a unit, and he's kind of their enforcer, big, strong, tough, fighting type. Did he and the guy they just called up from Hershey, they had a pretty epic fight before, and it seemed like there was perhaps some interest in a fight yesterday. Do you know what I'm – did you see all that?
I did. Dylan McElroy,
right?
For the Caps. And Matt Rempe. So how that went down, this was into the third period yesterday. And Rempe, to his credit, I mean, he comes up and, you know, he's a guy who's basically there for the more physical element. There's really not many guys in the league like that anymore. He does have a little bit of offensive skill, but not much. And he
scored
gets the
yesterday.
Goal. Yeah, absolutely he did. So you've got that. And then you've got the fact that, you know, I think what Dylan might have been trying to do there, and I think Rempe wisely didn't, not because, you know, it wasn't a fight that maybe he wanted. And you're right, by the way. They fought last year when McElrath was playing for Hershey and Rempe was playing for Hartford. They had a fight at Giant Center in Hershey that started out pretty even. The video, I think it made it on the TV broadcast. We had it on our pre show on Rink Report on Monumental 2, where it was even till it wasn't. And Mac came in and just landed him and buried him and definitely won the fight. I think what Dylan was trying to do there was just trying to light a fire in any way he could. And Rempe, I'm sure, was under instructions from the coaching staff, especially when they had the lead in the game. Look, don't give Washington anything to work with here. Don't put any momentum on their side. And he skated away. I'm not saying that they're not going to find each other at some point in this series, because they might very well. But I think in this situation, I think the Rangers and Rempe specifically, they were managing the game, saying, look, you got a 2-goal lead, 3-goal lead here.
Yeah.
There's no reason to give the Caps any live ammo to work with. So don't be surprised if they end up finding each other. But in that situation, I wasn't surprised that he skated away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Rempe's reputation is not to skate away. But in general, in the playoffs, these guys really dial back the fighting, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see anything, I mean, it can happen. But you don't want to put your team down a man. You get an
right.
instigator, if you got to be pretty careful. So, I mean, sometimes things will boil over. But, I mean, in the playoffs, a lot of time in the modern game, you're not going to see a lot of that. Doesn't mean the tempers boil over and things don't occur. But it's something you may see. We'll see how it goes here in game two. But, I mean, the first and foremost, the Capitals just need to find a way to get this thing even. If they win tomorrow night in game two, if Charlie Lindgren rebounds, you know, you've got a real possibility. Now you've got home ice. Now you're going home. And you don't have to win another game at MSG if you win tomorrow. You can just win home games and you'll be okay. And that benefits the Caps too, fellas, because once you have home ice and you've got last change, you can get some matchups that are a little bit more favorable. And, you know, I think that takes away a little bit of the gamesmanship for the coaches here in this series. Be a little bit of an advantage for Spencer Carberry.
Like to hear that. John, thank you for the time, bro, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
With the Raspberry Beret, huh?
Raspberry Beret. You're speaking my language, Biovich.
All right, John.
That's John Walton, radio voice of the Caps. You can follow him at John Walton PXP. Make sure you listen to the Caps games right here on 106.7 The Fan.